saying the Haseva is not a din, it's not that you need Suda. But you need kvias, and by a regular suda, there's no kvias without the haseva. But you can substitute that with hazmona. Now, that's a particular quality you can find a substitute for it, but you can't substitute the phenomenon. Can't substitute the entity of Suda.
I mean, like, that's an idea of Suda, to, like, be more that activity.
That's one of the things of Suda. One of the qualities of Suda is that when everyone is Mesav in this activity, it's a kvias. But it's just the Haseva is just a means to kvias.
So meaning that side of the whole thing is Bonifa, they're just saying that really you can isolate that quality because that's really the Iker.
Right.
And it's not Haseva Dafka.
Right.
It's just we're looking for the
That's
creator.
Right, that's right. Okay, but we'll see. I mean, this next question really tries to get a little deeper into the underlying idea. Yeah. What's doing? Okay, so it's machlokas. It's two lishnas, right, of the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So, according to the lishna kama, according to the Rush, how does it go? That Rav says only pas needs hasevo. And Yayin doesn't, right? And Rabbi Yochanan says even Yayin requires a seva. Now, what's the implication to Shar Dvarim?
That you could always do Echad Mevarech.
They don't need it at all, right? So that's the first position. First lishna is that only, like the Rosh explains, only a Dover Choshev requires a seva. Right, and Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about what's whether Yayin is considered Chashuv. Pas, everybody agrees, is. Question is about Yayin. According to the Lishna Basra, only Rav says that what? That Yayin, the Haseva will only help Pas. Right? But Yayin, it will not help. And then the implication is certainly other things that won't help, right? And Rabbi Yochanan says it'll even help Yayin. Meaning to say that something that's choshev is capable of haseva. But if it's not choshev, then you cannot avail yourself of haseva and bracha chasukulam. And again, they're arguing on what is chashuv. So it's a two-tiered machlokas, right? Because you have machlokas about yayin and pas, which seems to be is a steady. That's a steady machlokas, right? It doesn't seem that that's going to have a transformation in between in the lishnas, right? And then there is a more and then there's a general machlokas. And the Lishna is about the role of Haseva. Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We just had an explanation for the premise of the Lishna Basra, only things that are kashuv are they were respected for.
Okay.
So basically,
only things that are kashuv, right. That's the side you liked yesterday, right?
Yeah, we started out trying to explain the first side, and we couldn't work it out, and then we began to realize that our explanation was really the Lishna Bahasra. So basically that when certain types of Oakland, right, when it's kashuv, it means that it's a food that lends itself to like a higher level of an achila. Like an achila of
fear. Can I just stop you for 1 second?
Yes.
Because both sides are working on a certain premise that a dover choshev is different. in one way or other, right? Either it's the only thing that needs Haseva, or it's the only thing that Haseva will be effective for. And there's even an argument, what is a Davar Chashuv? Can we just get a general idea of what is the idea of a Davar Chashuv in this area? What does it mean it's Chashuv? What does it mean Pas is Chashuv? What does that mean that it's Chashuv? Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought we might move on that. But,
stand down.
It basically, like, in other words, certain types of ochlin,
right?
They, like, the achila that accompanies them, it never has like a higher, like a more exalted type of an achila. Like when it comes to pas, right? Its chashivas is that it can just be eaten like stam. But a person, because it's like the highest, you know, side, so a person can be like obey himself for the activity of achilas pas. But like when it comes to like, let's say,
because
peros,
it's koshuv.
What?
Is that what you said?
No, like
because it's koshuv.
Yeah.
No. I was just curious if you were trying to answer my question.
I don't know if you say that is it special. I don't know.
Retract.
No, you're right. I just asked you to stop, and then I told you to continue. So
right, but when it comes to like,
when it
comes to like Achilles Paris or other Stam Oakland, a person doesn't like, a person's never like, you wouldn't say like Nizel Benechel, let's go eat grapes or whatever.
Right.
That's not an activity that lends itself to like to a more exalted form of Achilles. So what the Lishna Basra is saying is that when it comes to foods that are chashuv, so then Haseva can be koveo which character of an achila you're partaking in.
Oh, so you're saying that pas can be eaten in two ways, and the Haseva has to be koveo which way, and other foods?
And other foods, they can never rise to the level. They're
they can never
just,
rise to
the level. Stam achila. And we couldn't explain what the machlokas is, whether it's chashuv or not, but just...
Right. But what is chashuv? I'm just curious. It's just, you know, I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe you just can't define it. Maybe you just, it's chashuv, and that's. But then it's a funny machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. You know, like there are different chashuv detectors. You know, what is chashuv? What is chashuv? I mean, interesting word.
Chashuv word.
The food is called chashuv. The food is considered chashuv.
But I mean, like, what does it mean? What's its importance relative to? I mean, is it relative to the suda or just inherently? Like?
That's part of my. I mean, that's part of an answer. You have to put that into an answer.
That's what I was trying to say. I thought you were maybe playing that. Chashuv means that like this okel can't just be like grouped together with every other food. It has it serves like a higher function. And other foods, it can be eaten in a way where it satisfies a person on a different level.
Like you don't
basically
just
it's the idea. It's like this is the quintessential site.
You mean it's a more substantial type of food.
Right. It has like a specific connection to the suda. I mean, like you're not just gonna go and have like a glass of wine, like some bread, and not have a suda with that. You know?
So you're saying a different idea. You're saying different ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say that the idea that you can obey a suit on pop, that is...
No, you're saying... You're going to try to take his idea now and put it into...
Yeah, I thought it was very similar.
No, I'm just saying the idea...
No, they're very different ideas. You're saying that, like, for instance, I could say, in diamonds, there are more hush of diamonds and less hush of diamonds. Right? Josh, can you help me out here?
Sure. You're correct.
And whatever the scale that we measure it on, the more chashuv is just the highest, a higher form. It's a more pure form of the class, right? It has less impurities, whatever you're gonna say, right? But it's more. It has a higher form of the class, more pure form. That's what you're saying. The bread is there's a class of foods, and they all are trying to do the same sort of general objective, and bread does it the best. Bread is the highest form, the highest level of that group.
Where would the
right?
Yayin fall into that?
I'm sorry?
Where would the yayin fall into
that? We could say that's drinks. Right? But that's one idea. But now you're saying something different. You're saying that it's chashuv in a different sense. That
relative to the Suda.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different sense. I don't know if you may have to express what like sense
it
is. Yeah.
It like brings along with it different types of activities, like where a person will sit and have like a whole like long-winded thing. It's not just like he's gonna on the run grab it and go. Like,
right. In other words, you're saying a different type of idea of chashuv is that it's like the framework of other things. It's the framework of other things, of other existences. Other things exist within the context of bread, right? But bread is not an accident. Bread is never an accident of is not an accident of another achila. Other foods can be an accident of the achila of bread. And I'm just being a little descriptive, but the different ideas of chashuv. I'm just curious which ones you. Think are important over here, right? That's more like you're saying. Like you're saying, you're essentially bread is like bread. The lechem is the main feature of the suda, and other things come to be misharis it. Other things come to serve it. It'd be like in the ring, if you had the little things around the main stone, right? So the baguettes. So they the primary thing you can tell is the whole way it's set up. This is the centerpiece, and these are the secondary pieces. Correct. So bread is always the primary, and other things are secondary. But that's an idea in Suda, like you're saying. As opposed to an idea in food. An idea of Suda and an idea of food. Right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay. Because you don't make a Suda out of fruits and vegetables. They're not the centerpiece of a Suda, and everything else is brought to accentuate that Suda.
Is it a coincidence that the chashivas in the Suda is because is the same thing that's used as the chashivas in food in general?
Might not be a coincidence, but the different elements, different ideas, and different ideas. But the point is, one is expressed in the way other foods relate to it. The other is the way it exists on its own. Okay. Maybe we don't have to answer the question. I'm just saying it has two chashivas. Yeah.
Wouldn't you say, for the two ideas, Rabbi Yochanan? Like, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't be able to have his idea, but he would be able to have it. Like, Rabbi Yochanan's idea is food idea. You have, this haram.
It seems to me it's more the Suda. It seems to me the Suda idea is more appropriate here. Right?
How would you carry the analogy of pasta? You don't say yain is the main thing around which other mashkim attach themselves. I mean, it's the highest form of mashka, but... What?
But
it doesn't serve the same function.
Yain, and then all the other drinks are...
Right, that's because it's. I mean, well, I don't know. You could.
But in terms of Suda, you're not just gonna grab a glass of wine and go run with it. You know, like that. That's how we're trying.
That's different than what you're saying.
Something that comes along with the Suda. Something that.
You don't start drinking other things.
Yeah.
Have a glass of wine. That's it. It's not like pasta. Where you have
it's not like pasta.
Brings along a whole.
No, I didn't give that definition.
Yeah,
That may be true. Yeah, no, I'm not trying to answer the question. I'm just trying to think about the idea of chashuv.
But aren't you gonna have two different ideas for chashuv, one for real chashuv?
Not necessarily.
Maybe, I don't know.
How
would they disagree?
One's
what? Oh, you mean the machlokas of whether yain is chashuv or not?
Yeah, what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, it seems like that you could say that according to Rav, well, the yain is chashuv. So like Daniel's idea of suda that. Chashuv is when it says something chashuv. We're talking about suda, and pasta is the only thing that brings on it. But Rabbi Yochanan is talking about just food, like it, in general, being chashuv, and pasta is the paradigm of yain, and yain is paradigm drink.
Yeah, but that's not two different ideas of Chashuv then. You're just saying essentially Chashivus refers to the paradigm of...
No, I'm saying...
Well, no, according to Daniel, but according to Levi's idea of Chashuv, then it's not going to be a different idea of Chashuv.
I'm saying Rav has one idea of Chashuv, and Rav Yochanan has one idea of Chashuv.
Could be. But let's see. Yeah, okay. But I'm more interested right now in the question of Haseva, whether Haseva is required for something that's Chashuv and not required for something that's not Chashuv. Let's take that question first, and we'll come back to Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Or if something that's Chashuv, Haseva will help, and if it's not Chashuv, it will not help. So how would you characterize, if you could, the function of Haseva in the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra? Could you characterize the function of Haseva in the Lishna Kama versus the Lishna Basra? How does Haseva act? How does Haseva function?
According to both Lishnas, it seems like it's an elevating factor. It's just that certain things won't need it, and certain things it won't be enough. So,
well, to say things that are the same about both Lishnas is not going to help us.
I'm saying, but if you look at the way Haseva is treated according to both Lishnas, they both treat it, in the cases where it will help, as something which elevates something. Then the only question is, again, separately, do we say that certain things are just beyond help and certain things don't need help, and therefore, I mean, just you could do it, but it wouldn't...
But it would seem that Haseva has to be working differently to each side. Because there has to be some inequality, or else things are going to... Everything should be equal.
I don't know the second side, but according to the first side, it seems like the Seba is recognizing the Hashifas of the thing you're doing.
Okay. Well, the terminology is interesting. Boi Haseva or Mahanyale Haseva? Boi Haseva or Mahanyale Haseva? It's effective. It's beneficial.
Second way, it seems like it's...
The second way, that's your way.
Right.
I'm saying, like, the lesson behind it, like, it sounds like it's making up for something that's lacking, like, that creates the...
Mahanyu le'aseva or boi le'aseva? It's tricky, huh?
Yeah. Really difficult.
Mind goes back and forth a little on it. Or it doesn't move at all. Where's Max? And Max was here a minute ago.
Yeah.
In terms of approach, why is that like the first question?
Sorry?
Just in terms of approach, why are you thinking that as the first question? Like, it seems
the
like
question I'm asking right now?
Yeah, it seems like a more ambitious question to see the difference between the listeners as opposed to just like taking each one on its own and like defining it. Like, why?
I'm sorry, I lost the
like, just in terms of approach,
question I'm asking now about Mahani versus Boy.
Yeah, like why?
Why am I doing that as opposed to
just like taking each one on its own? I mean, are you hoping that like through that you'll see it clear by contrasting? I mean, like it just seems like a bigger question to
what I'm asking is a bigger question.
Yeah.
It might be a bigger question, but I think if you can answer it, It'll be a good precise guideline for thinking about each one. Problem is, when you have these two lishnas, you sort of get you have this problem, right? You one of them you sort of like, and then the other one you sort of like lost about how to think about it, right? Yeah. So if I can use the one that I do have some knowledge about and sort of force and sort of use that to wedge into the other one, you know what I'm saying? through this question, I can maybe take some of what I know on one side and force them together. Two lishnas, like, okay, think about it this way, and then forget about everything I just thought about and think about it in a completely different way. You know, this way sort of forces some sort of a unification in your mind. You can maybe help you. Plus, you're only thinking about the side that does make sense to you already, which is pas. Right? That's not the hard side. According to each Lishna, Pas and Aseva are good. So, you know, I mean, I'm trying to use everything that we have going for us to help us get to the unknown. So, Mahanyale Aseva means what? It means really there's a quality in the Pas that's there. That's there, right? It would seem. And this is, allows it to be effective.
It's an activator.
It's an activator. An activator, correct. Or a catalyst. Right? Meaning it creates the conditions, it would seem, it creates the conditions that allow the qualities of Pas to come out. Boy, to me, boy is like an adding another requirement. It's lacking something. It's good, good, but it's missing one element. You have to add the element to complete the picture. It's boy haseva. Boy haseva means it's well, let me take back that last part. I just said that was boy. The first way would see Mahanyale Aseva would imply to me, it implies it's like you're saying, it's some sort of a activator or a facilitator. It's a facilitator, huh?
Of what? Like there's some latent potential in bread that it can.
Meaning to say, correct, not to take the application. This is basically what you're saying, right? That if the thing has the qualities, if the food has the potential, right, then the haseva will allow it to be actualized. Right?
What is the it?
The kvias, correct. So if the food has the potential for the kvias, right, the haseva will allow it, will be effective to allow those qualities to be actualized. But shar dvarim, it's not going to help. It's not going to help. There's nothing to actualize. Right? It's lo mahanyale. Right? Boy haseva, forgetting what I said about boy haseva already. Boy haseva
implies an actual requirement.
It implies there's an actual requirement. But here you have to be a little bit trickier over here. It would seem, taking in view the position, that Pas, only Pas is boy haseva. What does that mean? It's not that it's... Only Pas is boy haseva. Other things are not boy haseva. So what does that mean? It would seem to imply that there's something negative, really, in the Pas. There's something negative. And it needs haseva to remove it. But nothing else needs it.
Because they don't have the negative.
They don't have the negative.
I can see why we wouldn't think that way, because she was usually, yeah, you want to try to create something like, you know, right. You know, like what Daniel was saying earlier.
I mean, it would seem, again, you have to interpret it in terms of the facts that we have, and the facts once again are, if you say pas boi haseva, right, and nothing else is boi haseva, it means to say that there's some impediment preventing the tsiruf by pas. And it needs something to remove that impediment. That's haseva. But nothing else needs haseva. Nothing else needs it. Only if you have this impediment do you need the remedy of haseva. So to reduce it to one word on each side, Mahanyale is activator. Go with Yitzi. And boy is a remedy. Is a remedy. You need a remedy.
You say the impediment is what you
we don't know. The impediment, yeah, the impediment is chashivas.
It's because of
it's a chashivas. But what's an impediment to? What is it an impediment to?
Tziruf.
Correct. Right?
And somehow that fixes it.
And Haseva fixes it.
Right.
What's that?
I forget what the fuck Sheba's business is.
Huh? Right? I mean, that's the way it seems. You gotta scratch and claw your way. Yeah. Can't be afraid of the vista at the top, you know, if you're climbing the what's the question between the two Lishnas? In other words, in the Lishna Basra, we're saying that certain elements, certain foods have a quality that's capable of tziruf. Okay? We're still trying to refine these things, okay? Certain foods have a quality of tziruf that needs to be activated. Okay? But you can pour as much water and sunlight on a rock as you want, it's never going to grow into a tree. Right? If you don't have the inherent qualities, all the perfect circumstances are not going to do anything. So if you're sitting down to eat vegetables, you can do whatever you want. It's not going to help. There's nothing there. Okay, but pas and yayin perhaps have that, and haseva will be effective for to release its own good, its own potential. And the other side is saying that what? The other side is saying somewhat the opposite view. Right? That really, really being mitzdaref is a natural idea. Mm-hmm. You don't need to find it in anything. You don't need to look for a thing that has the quality of being mitzdaref. It's a natural idea. Okay? This is part of our refining now. Okay? The only thing is, certain things, because of their chashivas, prevent the natural hitzdarfus. They prevent the natural tziruf. And you have to break down, right? You know how important people are. They don't like to join with other people. You got to break down.
Right. Maybe it's because like the level of achila that pas or pas and yain have, it basically, like, it removes any, like, social, like, character from being part of the achila. Like, everyone is just, like, they're so involved in the achila of this thing. Like, if you just sit around and you're eating...
Well, I would say that, let's think about it a little bit more. So what is the question? So it would seem to say, can we get to a... Now we have to shift our focus slightly and see if we can see the difference between the ideas of tziruf. Seem it's a different idea of tziruf in the two lishnas. I mean, it would seem you have to have a different idea of tziruf now at this point. If you're going to be arguing whether tziruf is just a natural phenomenon or if it's something that's inherent in certain foods. Right? So what is the difference? In other words, what's the type of tziruf that we're talking about in the two lishnas?
Lishna Basra, it's inherent in specific foods, and Lishna Kama, when Lakhal, they all have it.
So where is it? Where is the tziruf? So I think you're right. In the Lishna Basra, the tziruf is in the activity, is in the achila, is in the achilas davar. That there's a certain activities of achila are capable of being a group activity, like we've been discussing, a pseudo. You're capable of saying that they're involved in one maisa achira, right? But other foods, everyone is doing their own maisa achira. Everyone's individual, right? So there's no tsiruf in the food. So where is the tsiruf in the lishna kama? It's more like that tosis that we were discussing, right? Right. Yeah. Everybody's doing their thing, but there's a tsiruf in the bracha because there's one event that can be mitztaref all of their achilas. There's one event. I'm sorry.
So how would that be different from food to food?
Oh, so that's lishtakama. So there's no difference, except for pas. We have to see why pas should be different. But the point I'm trying to make is mahanule means that there's a quality in the food of tziruf. Not every food has the quality of tziruf, right? Mahanule means tziruf is stemming from the type of food, right? There's certain foods that are there's certain achilos, there's certain foods that create an achila of the group. And that's pas and possibly yayin. But the lishna kama is saying each achila is really separate. That's not what the tziruf is from. It's not that we're eating, it's not like one achila of carrots. Right? We're all eating separately. But there is an ability with kavana. By the way, just a side question. If you say you don't need haseva, what? How do you do it?
What do you mean? Mm-hmm. Do you mean just...
You know, is yeshiva? Or just...
Do you even need yeshiva?
So that's a question. Do you need yeshiva too?
Oh.
Do you need yeshiva? Just curious if anybody had thought about that question. In other words, the Mishnah says Yoshvin is no good, and Haseva is good. So now we're saying you don't need Haseva. Does that mean you need Yeshiva? It would still seem you still need Yeshiva. But anyway. Yeah, so what's the Lishna Kama? So Lishna Kama is saying that if we're all... that the tziruf is what? What's the tziruf? It's not that we're doing one maisa achila. But in terms of our achilos, we are all equally situated in terms of the bracha. That the bracha is going to be the same phenomenon, is going to be a uniform phenomenon for everybody. And there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to all be mitzvahed to that bracha. Right? I mean, it's completely different than the way we've been discussing this. And that's what the Tosis was working with, that idea. But it's not an idea. It's a completely different idea than we've been talking about.
Can you just address this one thing? Because the reason why we didn't take that approach here is because we thought that when we had the initial machlokas between Tosfos and the Rosh specifically stayed away from the idea that the mitzaref is in the bracha, and so we thought that, you know what I mean? So we thought that over here also, then he wouldn't, you know, like it seems if he holds this idea that you're saying that, and that's common to the...
Okay. You mean I shouldn't pick Tosfos over the Rosh?
No, it's just
that's true. No, you're right. You're right.
I understand, but Tosfos idea.
But the point is, the point still is, it's not in the. It's that we can. It's that we are all. I should back it up one level. But the point is, it's not that we are eating. It's not that we're doing one. It's not that the achila is the mitzdarif. It's not that it's one achila. It's not like it's one entity of suuda that we're all just like one gavra in. Right. That you need a real chashiv entity, like pasar or yayin. We're all individuals, but we can be koveya ourselves together individually to engage in we could be mitztaref to do our own individual activities at once. And that's enough. Now one second. Just to finish up the book. What is the problem with pas? So why does pas need haseva? Because since pas is choshev, each person would be considered automatically on his own. It would be a break in the tzira. Because since, you know, this way is a totally reversed view of things.
Yeah.
It's saying, really, tzirav is a natural thing. Why can't I and you decide that we're both going to eat our peiros in one group? Why can't we have a group activity? Why can't we, together as a group, eat the peiros? Right? We can. The only problem is with pas, since pas is such a choshev activity, it has it already a predetermined character. In other words, let me put it this way. Peiros don't have any particular, there's no particular form of achilas peiros. However we do it, that's the way it is. There's no particular intrinsic idea of achilas peiros. It doesn't set up a whole system of achila. So if I eat it on my own, I eat it on my own. If I eat it as a group, it'll be a group. It'll take the form, it'll take the qualities of whatever its circumstances are. But the achila pas is a choshev thing already. Choshev means that it has a preordained definition. And you can't just, it's not malleable. You're not just able to change it into whatever you want by a circumstance. You have to actually be koveya it. It requires a real maisa and a real effort to create a different suda. In other words, if everybody would be eating on their own, each one would be considered to be having their own suda. Because pas is considered a suda. And now everybody would be considered to be doing their own suda. But what would you say by peiros? They're all doing their own sudas peiros. So there's no such concept by peiros. So mamela, they're all eating peiros together.
Are you working on the same idea of tzirav now, or are you still operating with
the first in Lishna Kama? Lishna Kama?
No.
Yeah, the same idea of tzirav by pas and the other things. No, it's the same idea of tzirav by pas. Well, no, it's going to be. You mean in the end, the pas tzirav is going to be different. In the end, the pas is going to be a little different. But the thing is, only pas requires haseva because of its qualities of chashivas. Its qualities of chashivas prevent it from just being casually a one entity, one group of achila.
The question I'm asking is, earlier we made a distinction between the mechanism of tzirav according to each lishna, right?
Right.
Why is that why is that relevant, given that we're just saying that we can contrast the Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra without saying they're using a different mechanism?
No, but you have to in terms of the Shara Dvarim. It's going to have to be a different mechanism. Of course, the Shara Dvarim is going to be a question if there is any Tzirif at all. Right?
Right.
So if the Tzirif is in the Achila, it's in the Ochlim, so then it's only by Pas and Yaya. There's no such thing as a unit of achilas.
So what is what is the tzirif of Lishna Kama?
So the tzirif of Lishna Kama is a little difficult to define, but it's just the machshav of the people to decide to do something together. That's really all it is.
As opposed to the basra, which is the food?
As opposed to the basra, which means that the food has to be a unifying entity that makes it into achila achas lekulam. It's almost like the coalition of basras has to be like achila achas lekulam. And that's why bracha achas lekulam works. Because it's achila achas lekulam. But that has to be a certain formal type of an entity that could be kolel everybody. Peiros simply don't have that possibility. Right?
And we say Lishna Basra, Lishna Basra, Chardvaram.
No good. Nothing will help.
Right.
Lo Mahanyule Haseva. Mahanyule is not going to help you for what? You can't create that type of an entity. There's no existence to an entity of Achilas Peiros like that. Right?
Want it will if that's the way people are relating to it.
The first Lishna is saying that's not the idea of Tzirav. It's not that you have to really create a one banquet for everybody. It's not that it has to be Achilas achil achas for everybody. It's a completely different idea. As long as we agree, as long as we have kavana, and we're doing the maisa v'vas achas, it's a tziruf. Okay, it's a tziruf.
By the machshava of the people.
We have to be the machshava of the people. But the problem is pas. Pas is the problem. Pas is the problem. The problem is pas is so choshev. It has its own ideas already embedded with it, and it is the beginning of a suda. But a suda is a very particularized concept. So now, unless you engage each other in the suda as one, it's going to turn out that everybody is automatically engaged in his own suda. And then there's just no tzira.
So
you can't say that.
Why
all
is the machshava fail when it comes to pas?
Because pas is choshev. And since it's choshev, it has a pre-existing... It sets up with it, its achila sets up a predetermined entity already of suda. And now suda has rules. Suda is an entity. If you want to make one suda, there is a formal way of engaging it because it's a formal achila. And if you don't engage in it formally, then it's just going to be that everybody is